Savage, written by Nicole Conway and read by Jesse Einstein.
Chapter 1. The jungle was quiet. Every fern frond, leaf, and flower petal dripped with cold dew. The first rays of morning sunlight bled through the canopy overhead, turning everything a surreal shade of green and sparkling through the clouds of mist that drifted between the tree trunks. The thick air smelled of rich, damp soil and the faintly sweet fragrance of the vividly colored flowers. My bare feet squished on the damp moss as I crept along the tree limbs. I squeezed my bow tightly in my fist. My heartbeat throbbed in my ears, and my palms were already slick with sweat. I clenched my teeth to stop them from chattering. Now was not the time to lose my nerve. Out of nowhere, a brightly colored parrot burst from the foliage and fluttered across my path. I slipped, losing my footing, and rocking back on my heels as I flailed to get away. My stomach lurched. I opened my mouth to yell. Someone grabbed my belt from behind. Enyo dragged me down into a squat, hiding amidst the leaves. Together, we watched the bird disappear into the distance while I struggled to catch my breath. So much for being stealthy. Enyo's eyes sparkled like aquamarines in the dim light, and the brightly painted beads woven into her dark hair clattered as she turned and shot me a hard look. I scowled back at her. It wasn't my fault. That stupid bird had come out of nowhere. I wrenched out of her grip and slung my bow over my shoulder, crawling down a steep turn in the limb and leaping over into the next tree. That was how you moved in Lontarda, scurrying from tree to tree like a squirrel. The ground wasn't impassable, but it was extremely difficult terrain. Not to mention, it was practically writhing with things that would have been happy to make breakfast out of a pair of novice scouts. Technically, we weren't supposed to be this far away from the city without a senior scout to escort us. But today was different. Today, I had a mission, and it didn't include falling to my death from 50 feet in the air. "This isn't going to work, you know," Enyo muttered as we scaled a network of thick vines that snaked up a tree trunk. I ignored her, but couldn't outrun her. Even if I was taller, she was much faster. Together, we ran along the boughs, leaping, dodging, and climbing, until I knew we had to be within earshot. I stopped first, and Enyo skidded to a halt beside me, with a broad grin on her lips. I glanced around for the perfect spot right above the narrow, well-beaten trail that zigzagged through the underbrush below. Fondra left those trails when they moved between their favorite grazing spots. My father had spent years teaching me how to track them, hunt them, and kill them. I could do this by myself. I smirked when I found it, the ideal spot where an overgrowth of giant lichen made a great place to hide and watch the trail below. I slipped my bow off my shoulder and took out an arrow, making sure to check the fletching and the shaft for damage before setting it in the string.
"Say you do actually kill one this time. Say we even manage to field dress it and get it back to the city. Do you really think Kidan is going to be okay with you running off without him?"
Enyo whispered as she tucked herself into the lichen beside me. I could feel the heat off her skin when her arm brushed mine.
"Well, obviously if I did it without him, then I don't need him in the first place, right? I'm not a kid anymore,"
I growled under my breath.
"He's holding me back on purpose."
Okay, so that was debatable. Gray elves went through puberty around 15. Their hair turned from black to as white as frost, and their bodies matured to look more adult. After that, they were considered adults and could choose a profession, get married, and basically do whatever they wanted. I was 16. I should have been treated like an adult, too.